Praise God. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. I want to extend my gratitude to Pastor Eben and Pastora Charisse. It's been a journey. I've known Pastor Eben for the last 32 years. Amen. We have been, friends for that long time. We actually met in Jamaica, where God lives, and he visits America. And we have had many times when God has sent us on outreaches and has been such a blessing to the nations of the world. Because we believe strongly that the prophetic word of Habakkuk must come to pass. That the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the water cover the sea. It doesn't matter what is going on in our society and what is going on in the world. God's word will never fail. It will come to pass. He says if it doesn't come to pass, then he would have to cancel himself. And he cannot cancel himself because he's already declared that from everlasting to everlasting, he is God. Amen. So we are very, very confident of the fact that God will always win. He's on the winning side. So I'm so appreciative this morning to be here to share the word of the living God. How many of you know that the word, it's spirit and it's life? It's life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. And I'm believing God tonight, today, that God will enlighten us and speak to us. Because every time we come together, it's a moment where God wants to change us. He wants to change us. Amen. The Bible says, as we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory. So it depends on what you're seeing. If you're seeing him, you will change. If you're seeing yourself, you remain the same. So our aim today is to see Jesus. So Father, we thank you today that your word, their spirit, their life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. I pray God that you will wear me like a cloak, Lord. Let every word that I utter in this place be tailor-made to every situation. And that God, your name will be glorified. Only your name, Lord God, will be glorified in this place. And Jesus Christ will be exalted. We give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This morning I want to talk about light for kingdom advancement. Light for kingdom advancement. And it's very important for us to understand the whole concept of light. Because we have to understand that none of us can truly navigate life without light. I want to say it again. We cannot navigate life without light. Right? And without light, there cannot be sight. Let me say it again. Without light, there cannot be sight. You can have eyes, but without light, you can't see. Very important. Because if this morning we should turn off all the lights in this place and there's no entry of light, you cannot truly tell me the nature of things. Because light is not in you. All right, let me say it again. Light is not in you. For you to see, light has to come to you. Are you listening to me? And God does it that way because we have to understand when God declares, let there be light, it was necessary before he made man. Because he knew that man would not have an internal light that would express itself externally. And therefore, man would always have to depend on light. That's why when Jesus came, he declared himself. Listen to what he says. He declares himself. He says, I am the light of the world. Any man who walks outside of me doesn't have light. But anyone who walks with me have light. And he has the light of life. Therefore, we must understand that we can never navigate life without light. Therefore, we got to understand that Jesus is the light. So it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter how they operate. You cannot be truly successful without Jesus. Anybody here today? You cannot. And therefore, what does light bring? First of all, in the context of light in the scripture, light always bring understanding. There are three things in the kingdom of God that is very important for us to navigate life, to be successful. Three things that are very important. First of all, there has to be information. Information. Information, watch this. Information is very important because information, as the Bible tells us, information is knowledge, or knowledge, without information there can't be knowledge. And the Bible says, without knowledge, the people do what? The people perish. So there has to be information. And God's word that is described as light, is what brings information to us. Because the Bible says in Psalm 119, it tells us there, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and what? A light unto my path. When there is no information, then there cannot be clarification to your destiny. Are you listening to me? So information, knowledge is important because it brings information. But when information comes, there's another aspect that needs to be added. And it has to, what you have heard, what comes to you must be understood. So understanding is key. You cannot have understanding without information. When information comes, then now you have the capability to understand. And God says, with all your getting, get understanding, because without understanding, there cannot be application. And what you don't apply, you can't get results. Let me, because this is very important, because I like the shouting and I like the dancing and I like the praise and I'll run around the building. But when it all settles, if I don't have understanding and application, I will not have result. Because you and I have to understand that there are laws or principles of God that are permanent. Principles are permanent. Laws are permanent. It is no respecter of anybody. The law of gravity does not respect an American. If you go up on top of this building and you step off, you might be speaking with tongues and glorifying God, but you will fall with a bang. Because the laws work anywhere you are. As long as you are on planet Earth, it works. And I want to tell you that when you have an understanding and apply God's word, it will work anywhere you go. But if you defy it and go against it, it will go against you. So the results in our lives is predicated on the fact of the ability to understand God's word and to apply it to our lives and the situation that we are in. And I'm telling you, you will always get the result. I learned in physics that U plus AT square is equal. The principle never. Follow God's word. Watch this. Follow God's word. Apply it. You will always get the answer. Because God is constant. Touch your neighbor and tell him God is constant. There's no variableness with him. He's constant. That's why he says, my word shall not return to me void. It will always accomplish what it is sent to. We don't have to make excuses for God's word. If we apply it, it will work. And therefore, that is why in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18, this is the prayer of Paul for the Ephesians brethren. He says, I am praying, this is what I'm praying for you, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that means your heart have eyes. Nobody now talking to me. I say your heart have eyes. That's why we don't. Watch this. As a believer, we do not operate our lives by these two things here. Are you listening to me? If you walk by these two things, you are blind. Jesus said, they have eyes, but they can't see because they're walking by this. But God says there is two eyes that is not seen by people. Two eyes that is within. But those two eyes need enlightenment because there is not light within you. Oh God Almighty. Are you listening? The light has to come from somewhere else. And so God declares that the light shines. Watch this. It shines. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 says. He says. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 says. For it is God who commanded light to what? Shine out of darkness. Who has shone. Who has what? Shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So God says, although you have eyes, you cannot see until I shine light on you. Are you listening to me? I don't care the information you have gathered. I don't care the philosophies that you believe in. Unless God shines on your heart, you don't have the ability to see spiritual things. And let me tell you something today. The spirit world is more real than you touching your neighbor. Nobody not talking to me. For everything that's natural has its beginning in the spiritual. For the things that are not seen is being revealed to, oh God, to the things that are seen. And God says, you cannot see your way in this life because what's around you spiritually is more than what you're seeing physically. And if you cannot affect the spirit world, you cannot be victorious, oh God, in the natural world. Hear me today. So God says, I gotta shine on your heart. I have commanded. Everybody say commanded. Amen. Say commanded. Amen. Say commanded again. Amen. That means God declares it. God's purpose it. God says, if you're gonna walk in victory, you have to position yourself to accept the light. For I've already declared the kind of understanding, the wisdom, the information that you need to navigate life is already released to you. So your trials and what you're going through and what you're facing right now is no match for that which God has already declared. No match. But the fact is, We can stay in the place of ignorance. Ignorance is not a virtue. Nobody not talking to me. Let me go over here. It's not a virtue. And ignorance, what you don't know will kill you. That's why Paul said, in all you're getting, get understanding. Seek to understand. I like to praise. I like to do all kinds of things. But when everything is done, I gotta settle down and I gotta be like Solomon. Solomon said, you've given me this great people and you've given me authority, but I'm just a child and I need something more than just the knowledge I receive from my father David and the mentorship that I've been under. Lord God, grant unto me wisdom, a heart of understanding, because if I don't have that, then what your purpose for me will not be fulfilled in my life. Because the pursuit of knowledge and understanding and wisdom it takes time. It takes sacrifice. That's why the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not unto men. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because, you see, we live in an age of the microwave. We just want to come and get something popped to get us excited. Can I talk? You sure? Yeah. We want to get something nice. Just enough. Just little enough that I can go out there and say, I've been to church, man. Wasn't the church, wasn't service great? Wonderful, man. And the fact is, we have not grasped. We have not spent the time to understand what God is saying. What is the principle? What are you showing me? I need to understand. Because it's too dangerous to live without that understanding. Because let me tell you something. The devil is strategic. The devil is organized. I'm telling you, the devil knows what he's doing. Are you listening to me? And you can't outsmart him, outwit him, overcoming, unless you have a higher knowledge and a higher understanding and walking in the light. Let me tell you something. The devil cannot operate in light. No, nobody will tell me. I said he cannot operate in light because light is not his domain. Light is not his domain. Neither can you win him in darkness, because darkness is his domain. Are you listening to me? So if you're walking in ignorance and in darkness, you can never overcome the devil. But if you're in the light, I said if you're in the light, there's no devil that can stop you. You can say like that song, I can see clearly now. Are you listening to me? I can see clearly now. And when you can see clearly, progress, watch this, progress is faster. When you can see, development is better. When you can see the traps and you can see the blessings. Are you hearing me today? And that's why he says the light has shone out of darkness and has shone in our hearts. That's why he says, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know, that we may know. You cannot know without light. I said you cannot know. The word know there is an intimate word. Just like I know my wife. I don't know every woman, but I know my wife. I know her so much that she can be in a crowd of thousands, and if she talks, nobody will talk to me. Are you listening to me? He says that you may know intimately, not third party knowing. Not just a testimony from someone else, but you know him personally, for the light has shone and unveiled, unveiled, unveil the mysteries and unveil the concepts of heaven that you begin to understand, and you know exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Nobody not talking to me. The problem is that many times we don't know what to do, when to do it. What to do, when to do it, timing. Oh God, with whom to do it? Because not everybody God has assigned to you. Nobody talking to me. So I need to know who to do it with. Because just as God sent people in your life, the devil also sent people in your life. And you gotta discern who God has sent. And if you hook up with the wrong people, if you walk with the wise, you will be wise. But the company of fools shall be destroyed. Light make you see who is not in your company. Light make you see who you should walk with, talk with, what you should do. Light. I made a decision in my life. I said, my life is too short. Although I believe I'm going to live to 90 years old, but it is still short. And I can't waste time. I need light. I need understanding. There's too much to do. Oh God Almighty, there's too much to do. Too much places to go. Too many things to achieve. To dabble in the places of darkness. God says, I have commanded for you, Philemon Samuel, light. So you may see and navigate successfully. How many want to be successful? Watch this. That you may know. Oh God. Oh. And Joshua, command the clock to stand still. Because when light comes, understanding will follow. Watch this. Light, information comes. Understanding will follow. And the devil can only, hear me today. The devil can only steal the word that is not understood. That's the only word he can steal. Watch this. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 13, he says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it. What happened? They become a target for the devil. He says, then the wicked one comes and do what? Snatch away what was what? Sown where? In his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. So the word that is not allowed to assimilate, to be digested, watch this, in one's heart, it can be easily stolen. And let me tell you something. That's why the devil comes to church. Nobody not hearing me today. The devil comes to church. You have been rebuking him, but he ain't leaving. Are you listening to me? He comes to church and he sits right beside us and he's watching our hearts, because the devil is spirit. The devil is not a man. He's spirit, and he's watching the heart, and the heart that is casual, the heart that is just coming through tradition, the heart that is only coming because it's a nice church to come to. Oh, the heart that only sit and said, I'm just gonna wait out this hour and a half for 2 hours. He watches, and when he sees that, he said, this seed ain't growing. This seed ain't going away. And he grabs it. Nobody not talking to me. He grabs it and he carries it away. That's why when you leave, go to your workplace, go to your home, nothing changes. Nothing moves. Nothing is different, because he has stolen the word. And that's why David says, I give you a principle. David says, I give you a principle. He start off, in the very first Psalm, he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But, everybody say but. But is a conjunction joining two sentences, about to say the opposite of what he said. What, hear this. But here's what? Delight. He takes pleasure. It's pleasurable. He doesn't talk like some church people. They said, well, the word is only for church. But when I go to on vacation, there's no more word. I can do what I want to do, say what I want to say, live the way I want to live. Nobody not talking to me today. Are you listening to me? But he says his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, does he do what? Meditate. The word meditate means to mutter under one's breath, to chew it over and over again. Like the cow, they eat, and they don't swallow it. They put it in a temporary gut. And when the evening is cool, after the service, am I talking? After the praise and worship, they go under a tree and they lie down and they regurgitate, bring it back to the mouth and said, I want this to be easily assimilated. I want this to be easily digested. I'm paying the price because I'm going somewhere. I want to see movement in my body. I want to see growth in my body. So I gotta, nobody not talking to me. I gotta chew it a little bit more. So when it gets down, it can be easily digested. It can affect my body. It can affect my spirit. It can affect me. It can cause changes to come in my life that I can produce. Watch this. I can produce something that doesn't even look like what I eat. Because how can a cow eat green grass and produce white milk? You don't see nothing else. Get in the word. Meditate. And you'll see some things coming out of you that people didn't expect. They didn't know could happen. Because the word. And God is calling for some people who will digest the word. Who will, oh God Almighty, get an understanding of the word. Let it get in their spirit. Let it fill them up. That all that comes out of them is life. For my word, they are spirit. And they are. Where are you dying in your relationship? Where are you dying in your walk? Where are you dying in your workplace? Where are you dying? God says, a man who meditates shall be like a tree planted. Can I talk to somebody? Because in essence, in practice, you don't plant trees. You plant seeds. Nobody is talking to me. And he says, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That means there must be a transplantation. Before I start meditate on the word, I was down Scarcity Street. No. Before I start meditate on the word, there were issues in my life that seemed it could not be resolved. But when I learned the concept of meditating upon God's word, something began to happen. And I hear God says, you can't stay at Scarcity Street. That's not your place. So he picks me up, root me out, and transplant me to a place, God Almighty, where there is constant water, constant sustenance. Are you listening? My father was a farmer and I know what it means. Are you hearing me? For a tree to be by a riverside.
I know what it means. For trees by riverside don't know dry season. Nobody not talking to me. Are you listening to me? It doesn't know dry season. It doesn't matter what the weather is like. It doesn't matter how hot it is, how dry it is. As long as that tree is by the river, it is always green. That's why it says, your leaves shall not wither. Forgive me, I'm getting excited. Forgive me. But hear me today. If you meditate on that word will help you to navigate life. It will help you to miss some things because we think we have to have every trouble. But God is the one who decides your enemy. Nobody not talking to me. It's not every enemy, your enemy. Are you listening to me? So light, the word allows you to navigate. There's some pitfall you don't want to be in because that pit is not yours. Nobody not talking to me. Are you listening to me? Not everybody fell into a pit or was cast in the pit before their promotion. Not every successful person in the Bible went through a pit. But a pit was designed for Joseph because God knew where he was taking him. Oh, you're not hearing me. Yeah, Judah was famous, but he never go through a pit. Oh, you're not hearing me. Solomon was famous, but he never go through a pit. So God is the one, oh God Almighty, will decide who your enemy, because he knows how much is inside of you. He knows how much word you have, for there's no temptation taking you but that which is common to man. But God is able with that temptation. That temptation. Everybody say, that temptation. That temptation. And that may not be like mine. Are you listening? But God is able through his word to allow you to navigate. Everybody say, navigate. Say, navigate. Navigate. Because God is committed to you. He is committed to you. He is committed to you. That's why he declared over your life, I will never, never in the affirmative, I will never leave you, not, nor forsake you. That's why he commanded his light to shine upon you, that there's no darkness. But guess what? You can move out of the light. Not because you speak in tongues and you do all the things, you can leave the light. But I want to tell you today, he has commanded, the light ain't going nowhere. Hey, Kosha. That's why God is constant. When he comes and says, here I am, he ain't leaving. I said, he ain't leaving. But you know what happened? We leave. And that's why the father for the prodigal son, when the prodigal son left home, he didn't go chasing after him. Nobody didn't see that. He didn't go chasing him. He remained the same place. Because he says, this is your home. This is where your light is. This is where you succeed. This is where you triumph. Yeah. The prodigal boy had to come to his senses and say, I can't operate in darkness. Because in darkness, all I have is pig food. In darkness, my potential will never be realized. In darkness, I'm living below my privilege. In darkness, in darkness, there's no movement, upward movement. So he says, I will arise. I'll go back to the light. I'll go back to the church. I'll go back to the word. Are you listening to me? Some of us have gotten offended at little things in the church and leave the church and leave the place of God. But you can never prosper outside of the light. Try how you may, but if you are here today and you've walked out of the light, say like the prodigal boy, I will arise and go back to the light. Go back to the light. For in the light, there's a robe. In the light, there's ownership. In the light, there's more than enough. In the light, there is rejoicing. In the light, there is grace. In the light, there is mercy. In the light, there is salvation. I will arise. Go back to the word. Go back to the person of Jesus. Go back.
Go back. I hear the Holy Ghost says, it's time to go back to the light. You've been struggling, not knowing what to do. And you've been praying. But God says, you need to get back in the light. The light of the word. The light of the person of Jesus. And the light of the glory of God. And let me say something about glory. Because glory is another dimension of light. Watch this. Another dimension of light. Actually, it's the greatest dimension of light. Because glory means brilliance. That's why Moses couldn't stand in the glory. Not just the light. Because glory is brilliance. It's unapproachable light. Watch this. But yet God, in his grace, redeemed you and I. Give us new spirit. Unlike Moses. Oh God. He couldn't contain that glory, that light. And God says, watch this. As we behold him, we are not changed from one dimension of light to the next. He says you are changed from one glory to the next. Oh God, you can never be wrapped up in him and remain the same. There's no way. So Isaiah, in a prophetic way, watch this. Isaiah, in a prophetic way, got a glimpse of that. And when he got a glimpse, he said, God, I can't contain it. He says, don't God, stop it. Because all of a sudden, then he saw himself sinful. He says, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean. I can't contain this. But God says, wait a minute. The Bible says he took a coal of fire. And he says, look here. And cleanse him. Cleanse his lip. And he says, now you're ready. Now you're ready. That's why Paul says, we are to his praise and to his glory. He says, we have this wonderful treasure in earthen vessel. I said, this wonderful treasure of his glory locked up in this earthen vessel. Oh God, oh Boshata. And that's why Romans Paul is crying out. He says, I want to see the manifestation of the sons of God. There is glory that God has released upon every born again person, those who seek him. And he says, I want that dimension of light to start to radiate, come from you. Like it came from Jesus when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. I'm believing today that there's some people who are rising up with that kind of glory. A glory that will dispel darkness. A glory that will stop the mouth, oh God, of the agnostic. It will stop. It will stop. Hear me, word of truth. The hour come and now is. When this is not plain church, this is showing off the glory of the risen Christ. Light
so that the people who sit in darkness, the people who have no light, may see the light. Now, Jesus declare, and I close, Jesus declare, you are the light of the world. Come on, come on, come on. You are. Watch this. He did not say, watch this. He did not say, you are a light of the world. He says, you are the light. Are you listening? You're not, watch this. You're not trying to get light. You are light. Nobody not talking to him. Why? Because the glorious light of the gospel has come where? In your heart. The deepest recesses of your being. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, behold, all things have become new. I'm a new man with a treasure inside of me. I said, watch out, devil. Watch out, corrupt government. Watch out. Light has come. And the glory of God is now risen. I see it upon some people. Risen, risen, risen upon you. And because it's upon you, there is hope. Hope for Arlington. Hope for Arlington. Hope for your home. Hope for your business. Hope, for the light has come. Raise your hand and give him glory in this house. Eko shata karabase, kanda rabaso tosheba, setelebo karabasa, anda rabato korobosa, kenda rababa shekataya, kanta ramasetoya. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, fear not, little flock, for it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Wherever the kingdom comes, the glory of that kingdom must be evident. Are you hearing me? I want you to leave here today, first of all, with an understanding of what Jesus Christ did. He brought that light to you. Shun that light. Clarify some things in your life. Because you can't be a Christian for the last 25 years and still lack understanding of some things. Are you listening to me? God says the time has come when my church, my people must rise up to that place. So when we walk into building again, devils will begin to shuffle. Are you listening to me? If things begin to move. Peter walked by and people were healed. Just walk by. I'm saying just walk by. Just walk by. Not even saying Hakamashanda. Time about time. No. Just walk by. Just walk by. I believe in these last days, God is raising up some people who will just walk by. Koshatakana. Then just walk by. And things will begin to move and to change. You'll get audience that you never expected to. God will bring into places that you don't even intellectually ready for. But God said, open your mouth. And I fill it with words. For my glory shall fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. Come on, raise your hand and give him a shout in this place this morning. Ribokasata. Fill your house. Fill your people with your glory light. Let your light shine. Shine in every dark places. Shine in every places. Give revelation. Give understanding, God. God, we will triumph in wisdom. We shall rule in the name of Jesus. We shall reign. And the light cannot be out. The light, the darkness cannot comprehend, cannot stop it. Word of truth, this is your hour. This is your moment. This is your time to make them. We hear the saying in the political realm. We hear the saying, and I'm not trying to be political, make America great again. But yeah, it's not the politician that's going to make America great again. It's the people of God that will rise up. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their life. You are the light. Touch your neighbor, tell him, you are the light. Come on, touch him. You are the light. I know my time is up. I know my time is up. But I want to touch your neighbor right now and take 45 seconds. Pray over their lives. Declare, let the glory rise in them. Come on, begin all over this place. Begin to pray. Pray for your neighbor, not yourself. Say, God, let your glory rise. Let the light of God shine in greater intensity, in greater way. Yeah. For one can chase 1,000. Oh God, 2 10,000. There gotta be an army. Army filled with glory. Army filled with power. Army filled with might. Army that can match the times. Echo Shanta Karabaso. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's a rising Roboka, that we may see your glory, that we may know your glory, that we may walk in your glory. Echo Shata, we declare progress, we declare intensity, we declare this day that the church will move on. We will not play church anymore. This is serious hour. Oh, for I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. For the night comes when no man can work. But God, let your work be done in glory. Let it be done in power. Let it be done in light. Let it be done with understanding. Let it be done in wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ekomasatataya. Ramadokosaya. Let your will be done, God.